Highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are looking for 46-year-old Kanaki Barnes. He's wanted on multiple charges, including domestic violence, harassment, and criminal mischief. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Court documents show a teenager charged with killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend in Butler County confessed to the crime. Harrison English is charged with murder and the death of 18-year-old Mara McCoy. An affidavit shows English killed her because they disagreed over what to do about her pregnancy. His bond is set at $500,000. And three people have died in a head-on collision in Coffee County. State troopers say this crash happened Monday morning on Highway 167 between Troy and Enterprise. Three others were injured and taken to the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2018 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Save $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 48 months at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Outback 3.6R Touring JDL Option 31 MSRP $40,884.
Oh man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. How you darn, Baron? I'm doing better now that Florence and the Machine is
on. I like Florence and the Machine. You like Florence and the Machine, Carolyn?
Not much, because she doesn't have her headphones on.
No,
so she can't
doesn't.
Hear it.
How you doing?
There's a great Florence and the Machine concert on YouTube available without commercial interruption. And yes, I'm weird enough to have watched it multiple times. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman, we're here with you every single day. Jack, this is a story I've been wanting to get to all morning.
I was going
to
say, we haven't even touched the news.
We're about to. I'm touching
it. We're skirting
it. I'm touching it right now. It is tangible. I got my hands, my little grimy fingers all over it.
You haven't touched your food. There, I've touched it.
All right, here's the headline I've been wanting to read all morning. I just wanted to get to the 11 o'clock hour before I read it. It's been sitting there. I've been pining away to get to it.
Yes, I'm glad.
There is a local domestic terrorist organization headquartered in Montgomery.
I know you're going to say it's the SPLC.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, Inc. Here's the headline. Southern Poverty Law Center, Inc. admits it was wrong, apologizes to Quilliam and Majid Nawaz for field guide to anti-Muslim extremists, and agrees to pay $3.375 million settlement. Now, I have had people ask me, Bear. Why do you call the Southern Poverty Law Center a domestic terrorist organization? Because I want to be on their list. I want to make them mad enough that I end up on one of their stupid lists. A couple reasons. One is, it gives you street cred. When you're going to be on the right and you're going to be playing around there, when you walk up to somebody and say, look, I'm on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate watch, you have instant credibility.
Yeah, but you also have people watching you all the damn
time. That's okay. I travel.
Have you ever seen those people?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mars has them around his house. Cohen used to have them around his house.
Oh, I got it. Second reason I want to do it is because I want to file a lawsuit and get $3.375 million settlement. I could use $3 million. I don't have $3 million. I don't have $1 million. If I did, I wouldn't need to be on the Southern Poverty Law Center website. Dateline, Montgomery, Alabama. Southern Poverty Law Center has apologized to Quilliam, I don't know what that is, and its founder, Majid Nawaz, for wrongly naming them in its controversial field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. I am anti-Muslim. I consider myself an extremist in many areas of life. I don't know why I'm not in their field guide. I'm very disappointed by this. In a public statement, the SPLC's president, Richard Cohen, the head of the domestic terrorist organization, which makes him a domestic terrorist, explained that Mr. Nawaz and Quilliam have made a valuable and important contribution to public discourse, including by promoting pluralism and condemning both anti-Muslim bigotry and Islamic extremism. Now, they have a link here to Mr. Cohen's complete statement. The SPLC also agreed to pay a $3.375 million settlement, which Quilliam and Nawaz intend to use for work fighting anti-Muslim bigotry and Islamist extremism. With the help of everyone who contributed to our litigation fund, we were able to fight back against the regressive left and show them that moderate Muslims will not be silenced. I couldn't agree more, Mr. Nawaz. We will continue to combat extremists by defying Muslim stereotypes, calling out fundamentalism in our own communities, and speaking out against anti-Muslim hate. Well, I don't hate Muslims.
But you hate the SPLC.
I hate the SPLC. They are terrorists.
I know people work over there.
I don't hate Muslims. I am anti-Islam, but I don't hate Muslims.
Right.
I think it's a political structure parading around as a religion so that it can get special treatment. But I don't hate them.
How much money does the SPL... They don't have
hundreds of millions.
They don't have to report it, do they?
No, not the way that a publicly traded company would have to report it, but there are reports of where their money, you know, they keep their money offshores, and they keep it invested in various things. I mean, it is an absolute scam. The SPLC is a scam. Anyone who's ever donated to the SPLC has been ripped off. That place is a domestic terrorist organization. What do I mean by that? It operates inside the United States, and it targets Americans, domestic terrorists, and it is an organization whose sole purpose exists to terrify, frighten people. Terrorists. It's a domestic terrorist organization. They exist to silence people. They're worse than Nazis. Because they operate, again, it's like Trey Gowdy. He operates as a good guy, but he's a bad guy. The SPLC operates as a good guy. Oh, we're just trying to make sure people don't get threatened. But they're the ones doing the threatening.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and people use their organization. They use their field guide. Why the hell would you put out a field guide? A field guide is something you give someone in the Army.
I know, during war.
Yes, that's I own one of these, an Army field guide, volume 27 or something. I own it. You know, if the world ends and you want to know which snakes are bad, you can check it out. It's in there. If you want to know how to purify water, boom, the field guide. It's all in there. But a field guide is something you hand militants or
survivalists.
A terrorist organization would have their own field guide, a militia. I mean, right on the title of field guide, they're admitting this thing's up for no good. I can't stand the Southern Poverty Law Center. Montgomery, Alabama should be ashamed that it's headquartered here. We should do everything we can to run them out of town and destroy and bankrupt the organization. It is one of the worst reposits of horrific humanity you can find in America. It just is. And it's a disgrace that it's here in town. It's a total disgrace. Yeah. If you have positive feelings about the Southern Poverty Law Center, don't talk to me about them because I don't share them. I want to be in their list. Street cred, lawsuit.
Yeah, well, the next time you're at Midtown and you see Marcy's.
That was awkward. Carolyn, one day I was on the air and
ranting and raving.
Ranting about the SPLC calling Morris Dees a domestic terrorist. And we go to lunch and he stops at the table. He's like, gentlemen?
Yeah. One of our friends was sitting with him. And he
it was awkward. It was awkward. I'll admit that. But it doesn't change the fact he's a domestic terrorist.
I don't dislike Morris, but he can be kind of a turd sometimes.
You know why I dislike him? When I was in law school, we had some dignitaries come in to speak from time to time. Most of them were left-wing dignitaries. We had Supreme Court Justice come in to speak one time. We had governors come speak, past governors. Evan Bayh came by. He was a sitting senator at the time. The Bayh family in Indiana is like...
big deal.
It's like God. You know, I mean, it's a huge deal up there. We had dignitaries come by. At most, sometimes they would bring a guy with them, like a driver or somebody. And a sitting governor, I think it was Mitch Daniels at the time, brought a trooper with him. Morris Dees, not one time anybody else did I have to get searched to go in to see a speaker. Morris Dees, who goes to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and just bebops around town and moseys over to the cafeteria. I mean, this guy does not travel with Secret Service protection. He's not the president. But because he wanted to build up the event like he's somebody special, he had multiple security guards. He had people posted at every door in the little conference room, the little conference center where we were. You had to be searched and wanded and run through a metal detector to get into his speech. This is a guy who just moseys down the street unprotected. If you want to take out Morris Dees, why are you going to go to Bloomington, Indiana and stake out some law school conference when you could just take him out outside of the Southern Poverty Law Center when he walks outside? Or when he moseys into the restaurants in town. I don't understand it. So the whole that right then it told me this guy's a fraud. It's all about projecting an image. It has nothing to do with poverty. He's anything but poverty stricken.
Oh my God.
That organization is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And it just bothered me. The whole thing bothered me. And it turned me off of Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center forever. And Richard Cohen's a fraud too. They all are.
There you have it. You heard it first here on News and Views. Is there any other news out there?
No, but we have a caller, James. Hey, James.
Hey, the Muslim guy, sued him for was he was against the religious extremists that were like the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and those organizations that were the left is using to, for their own means. And he was just wanting to promote the pure... political end of religion, not the other type. And so they viewed him as a radical since he wasn't for the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and those other groups. So they put him on the terror list. So he sued them and, got the judgment. And so he was actually a good Muslim fighting against the Muslim extremists, and he said that the only people that the liberals care about are these extremists, You know, so he's fighting the liberal causes against them as well as the extremist radical Muslims.
Well, that's good information, James. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, officer.
Thank you. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I think I used a word incorrectly. Somebody called me out on it, too, and they're right. You can reposit something, but there's not a reposit. There's a repository. How about that? Good for you guys.
What's the difference in a repository and a depository?
I don't know. One starts with an R. It's not worth as much in Scrabble. It's worth a point less. D being 2 points, I think. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Good catch, people. See, our audience listens, Jack. They pay attention.
Because he listens.
Everybody. Especially people who know the English language inside and out. We'll be back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get at MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get at MontgomeryLASIK.net.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had. And his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hit it. This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either.
Or Bubby. I have a William named Bubby.
You do?
Yeah, I like old Bubs.
He's a wild one, isn't he?
He's a wild child. There's no doubt about that. Woo! Sometimes Bubby don't want to go to bed.
So?
Sometimes he don't want to get up. Sometimes he don't want to eat. Sometimes he don't want to come inside. Sometimes he don't want to buckle his seatbelt. And you know what there is about Bubby? When Bubby decides he don't want to do something,
he's not going to do it.
He ain't going to do it. I mean, I have had some strong-willed children that will buckle under pressure. You start taking stuff away. You start threatening, you know, punishment. A lot of them will buckle. Not old Bubby. He would not be a model prisoner, I'll tell you that. He would not do well in the system. Our names are Jack.
What is our name?
News and Views with Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. Your calls are welcome, 272-9228. Midtown Pete's Kitchen, that is where I recommend you go. Look, even domestic terrorists eat there from time to time. No, I'm just kidding. I recommend you get in there when you get a chance. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of hour number one of this program. And guys, when lunchtime comes around, you need to be thinking about Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The lunch menu is phenomenal. You can get a sliced lasagna, a gigantic slice of pizza, or the pasta special of the week and a salad for $9. That's the combined price. Those salads are fresh, crisp. Great vegetables, the tomatoes, I mean, you know, all the stuff that they put in, it's just phenomenal. And here's the thing, too. All their dressings are handmade, homemade right inside the store. When I say Midtown Pizza Kitchen's a treat, I mean it. It truly is a treat. It is something special. There's nothing else like it in the River Region. I can assure you of that. The menu is just from top to bottom, phenomenal. Go in there, eat like the Italians. Start with an appetizer. Pick around at it a little bit. Move on and then get your big entree. Eat that slowly. Enjoy your company. Enjoy your people. And then get you a cannoli. Wrap it up with a cannoli. When you taste how perfectly seasoned that cannoli is, with just the right amount of sugar, with a hint of cinnamon on the back end, and with those little milk chocolate or dark chocolate chips all over it. Oh, my goodness. They're the miniature ones, too, not the big ones. The miniature ones. And they have a kind of a darkest chocolate glaze they put over. Ooh, honey, hush. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Ocho Cuatro.
Did you wake up this morning and just say, hey, what can I do to piss 84 off today?
What did you do?
Was that your goal?
How did I make you mad?
This whole show has done nothing but piss me off.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, from start to finish, where do you want me to start? Well, actually, it started before your show. This damn commercial that Martha Roby's running, the lifelong Republican, she happens to leave out, who did not support the president and encourage people not to vote for our president, lifelong Republican Martha Roby, who takes, and you said something at the end of the show yesterday that got me looking at something.
What did I say?
This heifer, who is a multimillionaire, is taking damn farm subsidies.
Oh, I did
which
say
means
that.
She is taking money away from. I've seen the numbers, and it's not huge numbers. I'm sure it's crumbs to her, but the blue jean wearing lifelong farmers that's the only income that they earn. That is necessarily taking money away from them. And for her to call Bobby Bright out, that is BS, is what that is. So that's the first thing that pissed me off today. Lifelong Republican. Martha Roby.
To be fair, she bought that advertisement. I didn't say that. That wasn't my content.
I know.
I bet she's never licked an envelope in a campaign in her life. I know what it's like to be a lifelong Republican, and I do kind of resent her saying that. Now, her daddy, Joel Dabena, was chairman of the local Republican Party back. She never showed up at anything.
Jack, she never had to declare what she was because she was a
city council member, that's right.
And that's nonpartisan, and she just, all she did was fell in on the anti Barack Obama and got elected in 10 in the big sweep. Anybody that was a Republican would have got elected that year. I could have got elected that year.
She went up to D.C. and met with Boehner and Eric Cantor and McCarthy, and they encouraged her to run for Congress, and they said they would depart with tradition about not getting involved in a primary and they told her they would help her, and they gave her a bunch of money. And she beat, what was that barber guy's name?
Rick Barber.
Yeah.
That's where we screwed up. We should have elected Rick Barber.
I tried to make that happen.
should have nominated Rick Barber.
Yeah.
And then she supports Hillary Clinton, and then she's going to attack Bobby Bright on one damn vote that he necessarily had to make. And if anybody's got a problem with him voting for Nancy Pelosi, call him, ask him, get him to explain the process. He is a politician. He understands the process, and it was necessary for him to do that so he would have any type of power up there. So that got me pissed off to begin with. And then your very first call, was it Fred or whoever, called in pissing and whining and moaning and picking at you about having a bunch of children. Look, the problem in this country is the people that need to be having children have been brainwashed into don't have but one child, maybe two at the most. We're not repopulating this country. It's the people that shouldn't be having children that's repopulating the country. And we're getting filled up with illegal immigrants and people that have no damn business in the world having children. And I'm just glad I really would have got pissed off if he'd have gone to, well, you know what? Here's what we get all the time. God, Lauren, you are so lucky you get to stay at home. You don't have to work. Kiss my ass. What do you mean you don't have to work? No, we have sacrificed our lifestyle. I don't live in a $500,000 house. I don't drive two $50,000 cars. And my children don't spend $12,000 a year for freaking private school. Suck it up, Buttercup. Raise your damn kids. Then, after
no, I thought he was done.
That, no, hell no. I'm not even done. Then, as I'm just starting to calm down, I'm traveling to my next service call, you have to bring up this godforsaken garbage dump that we paid $750,000 to keep, not assume, but to keep $30 million of debt. That somehow Todd Strange has tricked everybody into believing that the city of Montgomery, for some reason, is going to do something that nowhere else in the country has ever been accomplished. Run a dirty MRF. That's never been done. My brother is in the garbage business. He works for Allied Waste. They have tried it all over the United States. The crap doesn't work, period. However, Montgomery's going to make it work. Good idea, Todd. Sleepy Todd, I think is what Poe called him the other day.
I think he called him Silent Todd.
Silent Todd.
Don't confuse him with Sleepy Jeff.
Sleepy Jeff, that's right. Sleepy Jeff. I'm so mad I can't even keep my name right.
Well, let me just say, everything you just said is out of the mouth of 84, as screened by your PR person, Brady Moore, because I don't want anybody calling me and complaining about everything you just said. I make enough trouble for myself.
I'll give them my damn phone number if they want to call me, because everything I just said was the gospel truth.
All right, amigo.
And you know it. I know it. Jack knows it. You know who knows it?
Everybody.
Everybody,
because
everybody listens.
All right, friend. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. You know who I've not had the honor of talking about today, Jack? My friends at Belmont Assisted Living.
Oh, you hadn't talked about them yet.
I have not talked about my friends at Belmont Assisted Living today, and I should have. You know why I should have? Because at Belmont Assisted Living, now this is in East Montgomery, just across from Baptist East Hospital, on Copperfield.
You turn right there at Adams Drug.
Yeah, right there. Okay. I mean, that's the street.
Yeah.
You turn there, it's right behind there. I mean, okay. Like, you can almost see it.
Oh, I saw it the other day.
Yeah, it's right there.
Because I was over there. I saw it the other day.
Yeah. I've told you about all the amenities. These are some of the activities. They have weekly manicures. That's awesome. That's darling, frankly. scheduled events.
People do get bad pizzas.
I know. They have themed parties. They have holiday celebrations. They have a Sunday morning Bible study service. They have a midweek Bible service. They have bingo. I mean, I'm in. I want to move here. I mean, the free television. I'm telling you, this is better than I live on a daily basis. Three home-cooked meals every day. I don't need three home-cooked meals every day. One or two, but not three home-cooked meals every day. Personal laundry and cleaning services. I got to do my own laundry. On-site beauty and salon, a beauty salon and barbershop. They got activity programs. Let me tell you, Belmont Assisted Living is a ball. Get over there. You got to see it. It's so charming. The faculty and the staff and the residents, they become like family. 24-hour-a-day on-site availability. They've got physician visits, nurse practitioner visits, podiatric visits, medication assistance. Go by there. And I'm telling you, the feeling of independence, that's what they exude, that feeling of independence. Belmont Assisted Living on the web, belmontassistedliving.com. Belmontassistedliving.com. You can just stop by, though. They're on Copperfield Drive. And if you want to call them and set up an appointment, 273-0110. 273-0110. This song's for 84.
As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have fun, yeah, others they got none, Stay with me, yeah, let's just breathe.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Now that summer is in full swing, Cat House Marine is having its annual summer sales event. Hello, I'm Steve Northington. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new, dependable Yamaha outboard. With several in stock, surely we've got just the right one for you. We have a great selection of Yamaha-powered Express bass and crappie boats, Express center consoles, and more. Also, luxurious veranda pontoons, all aluminum, welded construction, and top-shelf interior make veranda pontoons one of the best on the market today. Cat House Marine offers professional service on most modern-day marine engines, and same-day basic service. For professional sales and service, visit us today. Cat House Marine Incorporated, just east of I-65, exit 179, Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Call us today, 334-517-6500, or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com. Cat House Marine and Yamaha, revs your heart.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. And let's talk about the river. It's pretty down here. We got pontoon boats that you can rent right up down the river, go down to the sandbar, maybe take a little picnic along with you. We can fix you up for that part, too, with fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. And, you know, a lot of times I forget to talk about that ribeye steak. You know, a lot of folks don't think you go to a seafood place to get a ribeye, but I promise we sell a ton of them, and that's good eating. Twan back there in the kitchen knows what to do with a ribeye. We also got that grilled amberjack, all kind of fresh fish coming coming in, yellowfin tuna, red snapper. Good eating, and let's talk about entertainment. Here we go, this Sunday at 5 o'clock. This time all the way from Los Angeles, California to Montgomery, Cherie Porte. Little lady will be here with her blues band. This place is going to jump. I know, we've been checking her out. So y'all check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We've got a menu of the good food we got. Talk about the boat rental and the entertainment coming up. You'll see it all. Check it out. Come see us soon, Hunger.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Four words we don't like to hear in the summertime. Triple-digit heat indices. I think we're going to see it today. Hot and humid with a high around 94. A sun and cloud mix. Only isolated storms around. They will be widely separated. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices again with a high around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Thursday and Friday afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Guys, welcome back in 39 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll head to the phones in a second, and I got an update on a tragedy taking place and unfolding up in Tallahassee, Alabama. We'll get to that and more in a moment. I do want to tell you about my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets, though, before we get into all that. It's amazing. I will say that. It's absolutely amazing when you consider what 4 Healthy Pets offers to this community, and that we have somebody like Teresa over there at 4 Healthy Pets who, frankly, it's almost a sacrifice. You know, 4 Healthy Pets did not have regular hours. It was like a pickup store that she ordered for food for people, and then she would arrange a time when they could come pick it up. They didn't have regular store hours until she started advertising on this program, and the overwhelming response from our listeners, because they found out what I already knew. The place is darling. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. The care and effort and time she puts into this. 4 Healthy Pets, they're on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Fulton University. She does have some specials running this month. Chow Cat Treats right now, 20% off. And this is the best deal on here, in my opinion, of all the specials. If you buy right now a 12-pound bag of Fromm 4-Star dog food, you will get one of the new flavors free. 4-pound bag of the new flavors free. 4 pounds is a lot of food.
Yeah, it is.
4 pounds is a lot of food. A free 4-pound bag, limited quantities on hand. They may be gone at some point, but if you get by there. The Koha canned dog foods, 50 cents off a can. That's a good deal there. Nature Vet, they got a B2G1. It's free dog and cat formula there. And storm season is upon you. And so they have some natural products that are not drugs that can help your pet with anxiety and fireworks and storms and everything else. So as July 4th and the storm season gets underway, get by 4 Healthy Pets when you get a chance. They got some great, great stuff in there. Of course, if you have any questions at all when you walk in there, it's a different type of shopping experience. Any questions at all, find Teresa. She's going to take you by the hand, lead you through the whole store. She'll tell you everything you need to know. She's really spectacular. Really, really does a good job. 20 minutes until 12 o'clock. Ritz, hang on. I'll get right to you. But I do want to tell people, unfolding right now at the Tallahassee Walmart, I'm getting conflicting stories of what happened, but there had definitely people dead, and there definitely was a shooting at the Walmart. And people are being advised to stay away from the Tallahassee Walmart parking lot. Three dead after a shooting at the Tallahassee, Alabama Walmart parking lot. That's the headline on WSFA. So three dead and a tragic shooting. I've gotten conflicting stories on the details of what precipitated the shooting, and I don't want to be accused of rumor mongering on air. But of course, our thoughts and prayers for the people over there. Obviously, it's terrifying to hear about that anywhere. But to have it happen so close to home is obviously tragic. In any way, you know, there was a mass shooting where 22 people were shot just a day or two ago. Not one single news outlet that I can find is really covering it.
I saw it this morning.
Nobody's covering it. There'll be no marches or anything.
Are you sure?
Yes. 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 22 people were
was
shot.
Was one of them a rapper?
Yeah. No.
Was that a
separate? That guy was just shot in the head. Somebody just went up to him and shot him.
Oh, okay.
No, this was a mass shooting. 21 dead, 22 injured, including a 13-year-old boy. It took place at a crowded Art All Night Trenton Festival in New Jersey. A couple of cable news outlets mentioned the shooting in their coverage, but nobody really did anything. New York Times wrote an article about it on page A17. Not any prominent coverage at all. The Associated Press did a little deep dive on it, but you have to search around to find it. It's unbelievable. 17 people treated for gunshot wounds, four of them, including a 13-year-old boy, critically injured. Three had been upgraded to stable. One man believed to be the suspect in critical condition. 2:45 a.m., 1,000 people attending a festival, somebody breaks out gunshots. And nobody's covering it. I'll leave you to speculate. You, audience, well, you guys are smart enough. You've been listening to this program for going on 4 years. You know instinctively why nobody's covering it. I don't have to say.
Yeah, as a name, they're checking out first.
Well, it's not a high school kid. You guys know why they're not covering. I don't have to tell you why they're not covering. Ritz.
Hey, what's going on? I sure hope my thoughts and prayers with everybody up in Tallahassee.
Yeah, and look, terrible. People should not drive by there because they're curious. Stay away.
Ritz, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right until the bear of bad news sprung that on us, but I know it's not his fault.
It's not my fault. We report the news, good and bad.
Gosh, I hate that stuff. It disturbs me.
Yeah.
Disturbs me. We got some sick people running around this world, and we have to walk amongst them, don't we? Listen, guys, you know, I think the world of 84, and I hope that he will allow me to respectfully disagree on a couple of points.
He's a grown man. He can handle it.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, and I know he's speaking from the heart. And that's why I just want to point out a couple of things. Number one, he was talking about farm subsidies. And I have a lot of heartburn with some of these farm subsidies myself, because many of them are to these big agricultural conglomerates that are nothing more than corporate welfare. And I think we can all agree that that needs to stop.
You want to exclude me from this conversation because I don't want to interrupt you. I disagree with you on that, but I'll explain why later. I don't want to stop your momentum. You were going somewhere.
And on top of that, we have another welfare program caused by Senator Harkin, I believe, where we are required to put distilled corn in our gas tanks.
Yeah, now that should stop. That should stop.
Which is absolutely insane.
It is absolutely asinine that a civilization would burn their food for fuel. We're the only civilization in the history of mankind who offered a sacrifice of grain every time we drive our car. And that's essentially what it is. We are burning food for no reason. It's not necessary.
Especially when
it tears up your engines.
Requires more energy to create it than you're supposedly saving. There's no cost savings involved, that's for sure. So anyway, that I wanted to point out. Also, another thing I wanted to point out is that many, many people, including myself and you with your bromance with Marco Rubio, did not support Donald Trump initially. And we had to warm up to him after we found out what he was really about.
That's true.
And after we found out he was the real deal.
That's true.
I would say if I had somebody saying something about my naughty parts, I might have reacted the same way as Martha Roby did too. So she does have an out on that, I think, because she was probably justifiably mortified. Okay? So I don't think it's fair to condemn her permanently over that one reaction to what something someone said that mortified her. Now, if you take that, what I said, and include it in the mix, then I think we need to be a little bit more fair about our assumptions about Bobby Bryant. Bobby Bryant left Montgomery in financial trouble when he left, in great debt. So he's not a fiscal conservative. And I don't think that's something we want to send to Washington, D.C. And like I said, I still cannot forget how evasive he was when the public simply wanted to know what he thought about the vote on the Obamacare issue. Very, very, very important issue at that time, and he turned his back on us. So I think that if you weigh things out...
Now, wait, can I interrupt you for a second?
Well, hold on. Let me finish my thought. That I didn't support Roby, and I didn't support Bobby Bryant initially. Neither one of them are my candidate. But I don't think it's fair to continually tear down Martha Roby and not give her equal time by her supporters. So, because I'll tell you what, y'all just, you're tearing her to pieces and then making Bobby Bryant like he's some kind of saint.
I'm not tearing her to pieces. I'm just pointing out the reality. And really, I'm asking the question of people more than anybody. And it's the same question I pose over and over. Is it a bigger sin to have turned your back on President Trump 2 weeks before the election, or is it a bigger sin to have voted for Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi 10 years ago? We'll find out. I don't know the answer to that question. Frankly, you don't. Every person, I guess, has their own opinion, but I'm not tearing her to pieces. If anything, I've had people who like Martha Roby and are rooting for her to win thank me for the balance that we have on the program, because it would be very easy to lay into her on a daily basis. It would be supremely easy because she's turned her back on Montgomery Talk Radio. You haven't heard from her on the radio in Montgomery basically since she got elected, certainly not in the last few years. She has voted almost lockstep with the Republican leadership that is destroying this country. There is only one Republican representative, Ritz, between North Carolina and Texas who has a lower Heritage Action score than Martha Roby. Do you know that? There is one Republican representative from the Atlantic Ocean in North Carolina to the west side of Texas. One Republican has a lower conservative Heritage Action score than Martha Roby. So I don't want to hear this BS that she's this big conservative. I did not interrupt you. I could sit here day in and day out and recount all these horrors of Martha Roby. I don't. Because I'm just trying to ask people what they think. But I mean, so I think it's wrong of you to say that we're attacking her on a daily basis. We're not. But if our callers call in and want to rant about her, that's her. That's their business. If they don't like her, that's their business.
Well, all I can say is, Bobby Bryant's only interest in conservatism and the Republican Party is right when he thought Martha Roby was, vulnerable for defeat, and then suddenly he's this great Republican, and I'm not buying it.
Well,
I'm not buying it. And you know what? I would love to have a Bobby Bryant. I like to have some kind of contract with him. If he gets elected, I like to have some contract with him. If he starts acting like a libtard again, that he will resign.
Who had a higher career Heritage Action score, Bobby Bryant or Martha Roby?
Are they the arbiters of everything conservative?
No, but it's a good guide.
They're good.
No, but it's the only one here. How about cite some other sources?
Well, go on. You find them. Not the only one. There's
I think
several.
The American Conservative Union.
Yeah, ACU has a score. I think Club for Growth has a score. You can look at any of them. But, frankly, neither one of them have been a paragon of ultra-right-wing conservatism. I think that's fair to say.
Thank you.
And people can make the decision for that.
But I do Rich, appreciate you calling. I asked Bobby the first time he came on here. I asked him about Pelosi, and he said he voted against Obamacare. So,
of course he did. He did that, Jack, when he found out they didn't need his vote. That's why he was hiding from the reporter asking him what his position was on it. He was hiding from them until they told him, okay, Bobby, you don't have to vote for it. You can go ahead and vote for your state. We don't need you now. We got enough votes.
Hey, real quick question. While Bobby Bright was bankrupting Montgomery, who was on the city council? Because Bobby Bright can't spend a dime without the city council. Who was on that city council?
Martha.
All right. Thanks for your call. Well, 8 minutes till the top of the hour. My friends over at Cole Plumbing are generous sponsors of hour number three each and every day. 279-8919. That's how you get in touch with them. It's that easy. 279-8919. You can check them out online, coldplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook. Like them, share them, let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services. But Cold Plumbing is without a doubt the gold standard when it comes to plumbing services in Alabama. And if you're in our listening audience, they'll come service you. 279-8919. Whether it's an inspection or a big job or a small job, leaky faucet or like, hey, we're getting flooded out of the house and our front yard is floating away. You call Cole Plumbing. They'll get you squared away. Jack, when you have trouble with your mom,
call on Cole.
I should have said I didn't care. All the time I would have saved if I had been less willing to accomplish.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll!
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, hopefully your favorite jewelry store in Montgomery, Alabama, now located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Hey, let's talk about repairs, jewelry repair, keeping our jewelry looking brand new and stuff like that. We only our stores have master jewelers, and we have them on premises. Other stores send it out, send it away, take weeks and months to do it. We're talking about a day or two or less or a week. We do it in-house, and we have people that have done this for decades. We're good at it. Come see us. Thanks.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best, and it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us. Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 4 minutes till the top of the hour. If you've not met my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, I don't know what to tell you. I really feel bad for you because this guy knows his stuff. And if you're a fan of jewelry, if you like jewelry, if you buy gifts for people, jewelry gifts for people, and you've not had an opportunity to go by and meet Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, I really, really encourage you to take a few minutes out of your day and stop by Heirloom Jewelers location on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. I mean, just a block or so east of Bell Road by that Regions Bank, the PrimeEd, Rick and Moses right there across from where the old Bruno's was. There was a Sonic there at one time. That is where you need to go to get in touch with Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Luxury watches. If you have a luxury watch and want to upgrade your luxury watch game, you can trade in your luxury watch on a higher-end luxury watch. Or you can cash out of the luxury watch game altogether. Or if you're looking to enter the luxury watch market, you want to get a Rolex, you've arrived, you kind of deserve a Rolex at this point in your life, you can do that at Heirloom Jewelers. You can do it at Heirloom Jewelers. So get by there. You can buy the most amazing one-of-a-kind jewelry you've ever seen, antique heirloom quality jewelry. Or you can sell your jewelry. If you have a piece sitting around, it's got a big diamond in it, or it's got a set of diamonds in it, or some kind of rare stone or a cool setting, he'll buy that from you. And he's a GIA gemological genius, a diamond-certified gemological specialist. And he knows everything. Very open, honest, transparent process. You can trust me. Trust me that you're safe with Troop Booth over there. I promise you that. Go buy Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance.
Do we have a bullet in the China shop?
Somebody's breaking stuff in the studio. I'm not sure who it is.
Carolyn has dropsy.
Bob.
Hey, two statements and a quick question.
Right.
First statement, James used to work for, he was a state legislator about 20 years ago, and he was bragging how the state of the government paid him not to grow certain crops. That's on the subsidy part. Second statement is, as people quit giving these panhandlers money, you're just enabling them to do their drugs and not get a job and refuse to work for it. Third question is, I heard you guys mention about a Beauty Rest Black mattress. Well, I bet one of you, I thought I did.
Yeah, I sleep on a Beauty Rest Black every night.
Is it worth it, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you, and there may be other brands that are comparable. I encourage you to shop around. It is a very expensive mattress. I mean, a mattress I sleep on is a $6,000 mattress. It's very expensive. You can probably find a comparable deal or you know, for $2,000-$3,000. I encourage you, go by Mr. Sandman. Talk to David Justice. Tell him that I sent you by there and that you are interested in a mattress comparable to the Beautyrest Black and see what he has.
Very good. Thank you.
Because you could probably find it at you know, something very, very similar at half the price or more, maybe a third of the price.
Thank you much.
But it's a great mattress.
You know, they're talking about panhandlers. They're back living under the interstate on Ann Street.
Well, it was only a matter of time. You know, they were doing that construction there, and I think it ran them off.
Yeah.
But it's only a matter of time before they came back. Richard, I do not have time to get to you. It would not be fair to bring you in for